Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
And so these five areas that I want to share with you will really, I believe, if you just make notes of them real quick, we'll do it real quick in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Five areas that you and I can look at so that we can have successful prayer. I tell you, prayer, one of the things that we talked about in prayer last time, and it's not one of the five areas, but is prayer is a two-way street. Sometimes people talk to God a whole lot, but it's also important that you learn to hear from God, because God wants to talk to you. And sometimes we only think of prayer as us talking to God, but prayer can also be when God's talking back to us and we're listening and responding to what He has to say. Five areas, and I love these, that are conditions of successful prayer that I've observed that were brought forth over the year. Number one, and I like this area, a heart, if you will, a heartfelt, if you will, a wholeheartedness or a heartfelt prayer. Wholeheartedness. Prayer is so important for all of us. A wholeheartedness means that you come to God not just with a formula, but you come to God not with just empty words. And you don't come to God with just repeating repetition like the Bible says we're not to do. But we come to God from our heart, wholeheartedness. You know, I think sometimes the best prayer is the prayer when you don't have all the classy words or the eloquent ways of speech and you just fall on your knees with tears running down your face and from your heart, you make a statement like, Jesus, Jesus, I need help. And as you seek after the ways of God with a whole heart, I find that people get tremendous response from God. Wholeheartedness is something that oftentimes we don't think about. Sometimes we just pray to fill in time. Sometimes we just pray to talk to fill in time. But we need to pray in such a way, and we need to talk and we need to hear. Because guys, listen to this. It comes from the heart. And this is about the heart. All of us that are going to be praying have got to stop and kind of clear out all the cobwebs of our thinking. All the traditions of our mind, all the religious ceremonial expressions that come from us, and what we say that we need from God, that we want to petition God for, has got to come from the seed of the heart. I love what Jeremiah says, if you'll go there with me in your Bible. In Jeremiah, let's take a look at the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. And when you get to Jeremiah 29, I want you to take a look with me at verse number 13. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. We're talking about some really conditions that you and I need to apply in order to have successful prayer life. Here it is, Jeremiah 29, 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I mean, stop and think about that. And you will seek me, God says, and you will find me. When? Huh. When you search for me with all of your heart. It's an all of your heart relationship. Wholeheartedness is very important. I remember as a little boy, I used to go to bed at night and I had a routine. Went through the Father's Prayer, bless my mother, bless my father, bless my brother. Sometimes when he was good to me, I would say that. He was older and always picked on me. So I didn't, you know, I prayed for him, but you're not as wholehearted as you would want. And I prayed a lot for my dog. I love my dog, and I love my aunt and my uncles, and went through every night. Has anybody ever had a routine prayer you just went through every night? You just did that. But see, there wasn't any heart behind it. It was kind of neat and conditioned, got you used to praying, talking to God. You got comfortable doing it. But what would you do, and what results would you and I have if we sought after the Lord and we found Him? Because we sought after Him with all of our heart in our time of prayer. The second condition that I want to point out to you today is, I think, very, very important. It's called faith. That you and I have got to approach the things of God and believe God for great and mighty things. That means you put your trust. That means you put your confidence in who God is. Not in confidence in what your eyes say or what your emotions tell you. Not a confidence in what people or the economy tells you. But a confidence in who God is and what God says. God says something, that settles it. You got to trust. You got to faith for Him. And I love what the Word of God says in Mark, the 11th chapter. Go there with me in the New Testament. Mark, the 11th chapter. And let's take a look at it together. Verse number 24. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things that you ask when you pray. And I love the next word. I should have highlighted the word believe. Believe that you receive them and you will. I didn't say you might. It said you will have them. Can you imagine that? If you can believe God, you can have it. If you can believe God, that doesn't mean he believed God just for a moment, but it might mean that you have to believe God through all those tough times like we talked about this morning. But you're wholeheartedly seeking him and you're in faith, you're believing, trusting in him. He says the words. I didn't say it. Here's the words of Jesus. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things that you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. My goodness, I just pray and have to believe God. That's called faith. Thank God we can have faith. The third area that we're looking at in conditions for answered prayers or successful prayers is a life of righteousness. You and I, just like these people in front, have got washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritually, we are righteous before God. But oftentimes in our physical life, we're not. Our life doesn't always follow the position that we have. Positionally with God, we're righteous because his blood washes us clean and we're in Christ Jesus. But sometimes we act differently, don't we? Sometimes we're contrary to the ways of God. And I know that righteousness is a position that you get. It's right standing with God because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's right standing with God because you're in Jesus and Jesus by the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. You have right standing. Therefore, you live a right way, that righteous way. James says it like this, if you'll go there with me in the 5th chapter of James. James, the 5th chapter, let's take a look at it together. In James, the 5th chapter, verse number 16 says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. My goodness, when you are righteous with God, there's a confidence you have, a trust that you have, a faith that you have because you know you're doing the right things. Have you ever done the wrong things, knew you were in sin, and then tried to pray and believe God for something? It is really hard to do. But when you have a confidence because you've been doing what you know to do the right way, and here my Bible says that the fervent prayers of what? A righteous man availeth much. We're talking about having a confidence in successful prayers, a conditions for successful prayers. Here is number 4, obedience. God's looking for a people to hear him and do what he says. There's something about when someone hears God and does what he says. It kind of catches the attention of God. And God's looking for a people that are so attentive to his word, to do his word. Did you know that you catch his attention when you do his word? The Bible says that he makes sure that not one of you will ever go without being responsible. When you do the word of God, God will fulfill his promises towards you. Notice what it says in 1 John. You're in the New Testament anyway. Go with me to 1 John, if you will, in the 3rd chapter of 1 John. And let's take a look at verse number 22. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse number 22 says, whatever we ask, we receive from him. Why? Because, listen to this, this tells you why, we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Can you imagine that you can be pleasing in the sight of God? Someone says, I want to be pleasing in the sight of God. Sure you do. I do too. And here's how. Find out what he says and be obedient to what he says. Sometimes obedience is the best way to express obedience is a lot of times God's going to say something that you just don't like. You don't feel like doing it. You don't want to do it. You're not crazy about doing it. But you do it anyway because God said it. That settles it. I don't understand it. It's contrary to my feelings. But I'm going to do it anyway because I know that God is a just God. And I act on what He says because what He says to me, I want to be obedient. I want to please Him. Listen to these words. And I want to keep His commandment and do the things that are pleasing to Him. Man, I tell you what. But obedience is very important. We're talking about condition for successful prayers. And I love this. Here's number five, humility. During this year, we saw again something that's going to absolutely cause our prayers to be answered. The word humility is a word that means dependency. That means we get off of ourself and we get onto Him. God says that He blesses those that are humble. Can I say this to you? Humble means those that are dependent on Him. Not talking about being blessed, those are low-lifers, those that have nothing, those that never accomplish anything, those that are broke, busted, and disgusted. He doesn't see that as humility. He sees that as stupidity. Humility is when you become a dependent person on God. I need God, not myself. I need God. It's not about what I can do. It's about what He can do. It's not about how smart I am. It's how great He is. It's not about how quick I am. It's how fast He is. It's not about my ability. It's about His ability. It's not about my giftings. It's about His gifting. It's not about my way. It's His way. And all of a sudden you become dependent or humble because you got rid of yourself and you replaced yourself with Him. And when you do, get ready for answered prayers. Let's just pop it up on the overhead. Here's what we're talking about in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Very famous verse 14 says it like this. If, and I love the word, I should have highlighted the word if. Because the word if is a transitional word. It means you can do it or not do it. But here's a great suggestion by God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. I love that, don't you? In other words, get out of the place of being superior and you're cool and you got all the answers. And let's get into a place where we are dependent on Him. He is our source. He's our sustaining power. And He is our support. He says, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. In other words, I've got to humble myself to get into a place of prayer. You know why? It's not about what I'm doing. It's about what He can do. And I'll seek His face. If I'll seek His face, I'll find Him, remember, with a whole heart. Now watch this. And turn from their wicked ways. You know what wicked ways are? Any ways that are contrary to the ways of God. If you're living a life contrary to the ways of God, it's called wicked. That's it. It's called evil. The word wicked and evil kind of play off of each other all the time. And here's what makes it wicked or evil, that it's just contrary to the ways of God. It may be acceptable in our society, it may be acceptable in our social system, but if it's contrary to the ways of God, it's different than what God says makes it wicked or evil. And He says that will do what? He says this will turn from their contrary to the ways of God a lifestyle. Then I will hear from heaven, and heaven here is where He's at, and I'll hear you from heaven, He says, and I, listen to these words, and will forgive their sins and heal their land. That's a powerful verse, guys, all because someone walks in a dependency of knowing who God is. So tonight, here's some successful ideas for all of us. Successful number one is that we have a wholeheartedness in everything that we do. When we approach God, we don't approach God just because we're in some religious ceremonial ritual. But we approach God with wholeheartedness. Wholeheartedness means without a shadow of a doubt, it's coming from our heart to the Lord. Secondly, we're approaching God in faith. That we're believing that God is going to answer what it is that we have requested, because what we've requested is lined up with His will. Thirdly, we're going to check ourselves and make sure we're going to be righteous with God. Not only righteous because of the blood, but righteous from our hearts because we want to keep what He has asked us to do. Fourthly, we're going to be a people of obedience, great obedience this year in 2010. God said it. That settles it. Let's go on with God and be what God would have us to be. That's what He's talking about, is all of us to be a people of obedience, not to me, but to Him. Not to just this society or social system, but to Him. And then we find ourselves being humble. And if we will just turn from the ways that are contrary to the ways of God and humble ourselves before the Lord, we're going to find ourselves with prayers that are successful. If God spoke to you tonight, come on, give the Lord a great big praise. We do that?
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.